As we head into Friday, there are two important takeaways from developments this week. The first is that higher for longer policy from the Fed is something investors need to consider more seriously. The second is that while the Fed has been talking about a solid economy and higher for longer, we haven't exactly been getting the same messages out from the other major central banks. For many months, it felt like most of the major central banks were on the same page with respect to the pace of monetary policy normalizations. And yet, in recent weeks, it's been feeling a lot more like monetary policy divergence working back into the mix, with the Fed heading one way while the other central banks consider a different direction. It may only be subtle, but it's been enough to open the door for a more significant yield differential advantage for the US dollar and enough to force a good deal of downside pressure on US and global equities. And while we did see some mild signs of dollar selling later in the day on Thursday, we believe this was more a function of profit-taking on dollar longs from shorter-term accounts than anything else, especially when considering how there was no bounce for U.S. equities into an ugly daily close. Early Friday, the market will be interested to see what comes of the Bank of Japan policy decision. There has been a lot of pressure of late given the intense yen weakness, and it'll be interesting to see if there are any signs at all of the BOJ that wants to move just a little bit away from its ultra-accommodative policy track. Other than the BOJ decision, key standouts on Friday's calendar come from Japan inflation data, UK retail sales, German Eurozone and UK PMI reads, Canada retail sales, and US PMI reads. That's all for now.